A group of Sherwood High School alumni called the Silver Greyhounds plans to give fellow alum William Rehnquist a Tradition of Excellence Award. The ceremony was originally scheduled for last fall, but was canceled because of the September 11th attacks. The Sherwood event is back on the calendar for May 24th, much to the dismay of several dozen Sherwood students and residents. Ninth grader Zoe Cohen contends the Chief Justice has a poor civil rights record. She also says Rehnquist paved the way for George W. Bush to become president.
He disenfranchised thousands of voters when he voted to stop the 2000 election, which I don't agree with. He basically has been for state rights throughout his career, and then all of a sudden, when the 2000 election came up, he all of a sudden was for federal government rights so that he could put a Republican in office.
Cohen says she cannot stop the alumni group from honoring Rehnquist, but she says her group is asking the school district for an alternate assembly where students can hear more from civil rights leaders about the Chief Justice's record. Sherwood School Board President Emily Cozella says school administrators are discussing the students' request, but Cozella says Sherwood High School students aren't lacking for knowledge about William Rehnquist.
Well, our social studies curriculum covers the role of the Supreme Court repeatedly and in detail, and also given the social studies staff that we have, I'm also confident that the staff has made all students aware of the controversy over Justice Rehnquist's record, so I don't think there's any student unaware.
Cozella says she'll look into student complaints that they're being barred from distributing leaflets about Rehnquist and talking about him on the school PA system. The students and concerned parents are expected to make their case tonight at a Sherwood School Board meeting. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.